This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. This Saturday, the Fayetteville Public Library will host a workshop by Credit Counseling of Arkansas called Master Your Credit as part of the Saving Money Makes Sense seminar series. Last month, Joel Dolger, CCOA's Director of Community Relations, stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio and spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis, who has this preview of this weekend's workshop.
It's a great partnership that we're engaged in with the Fayetteville Public Library and some other nonprofit organizations in order to bring financial education to the community. What we're trying to avoid is trying to avoid saying, you're making all these mistakes and you need to learn how to do this. And instead, what we're trying to do is listen to the community and say, what are the concerns that you've got? And here's the resources that we can point you towards or the skills we can help teach you in order to help you deal with the concerns that you've got. One of those concerns is always going to be how to manage credit that's extended to you. And so we'll talk about what goes into a credit report, how one can improve credit standing. When do you want to stop trying to improve your credit standing? There's no sense in trying to strive for a perfect credit score because it doesn't help you any more than having a real good credit score does. And we just want to try to bring those lessons to the community and help them use those skills and avoid some of the financial traps that are out there that can make their life miserable.
What are some of the common misconceptions or the common traps that people fall into with credit?
Probably the most common trap is getting the notion in your head that a line of credit is free money. It is not free money. The goal is not to max out your lines of credit because your life will be more enjoyable. Instead, think about how credit can be used to bridge a gap when you've got a difficulty in your life or when having an immediate access to a good or service is really critical, but you don't have the funds. You break a tooth. Do you want to be in misery for the next 2 months, or do you want to be able to use a line of credit that's available to you in order to pay that medical bill and then be able to pay that out over time? Well, if you've maxed out your lines of credit, you're going to be in misery. Use those lines of credit as resources that you hold on to rather than things that you just spend willy-nilly on unimportant things. I think it also has to go in hand-in-hand with the whole idea of you've got to be conscious about your financial moves. I think a lot of marketing is designed to not think about the financial moves that you're making and instead to spend without regard to what is really important to you. Just spend, spend, spend. And I think people should make a point of setting financial goals, not just on real big important things like a house or a car, but even on smaller things. Set financial goals to distinguish between what our wants and what our needs in life. And being able to say, given the goals that you've got and your recognition of what is a want and what is a need, when is it time to say, no, I don't need to purchase that. I don't need to accumulate more things.
So would you say it's crucial for people to keep constant track of what their credit standing is?
Oh, I think it's important. I think sometimes people can get obsessed about it, and I wouldn't encourage that. But I think it is worthwhile to keep an eye on your credit from time to time. People can get free access to their credit reports through the annualcreditreport.com website once per year from each of the three major credit reporting agencies. And it's a good way of pulling your credit, make sure that there is no identity theft going on or that there are no errors on your credit report that would affect your credit score, and to check those things on a semi-regular basis in order to make sure the mistakes aren't haunting you or won't become a problem later on.
Now, the annual credit report, it's pretty well considered the standard for finding your credit score, right?
Not for finding your credit score. Through annualcreditreport.com, you can get a copy of your credit report, but that credit report does not include a score. If you want a score, you can order it through that website, but there is a charge to it. It's, I think, like $10 or something of the sort. It's not real expensive, but you can get a copy of your credit score through that website. But if you look at your score and you know what goes into it, which is one of the things that we're going to cover in that education class, then you don't need to pull your score every time. As long as you know that there are no problems cropping up, you should be fairly good to go.
So how does the product that website offers, how does it differ from the so-called free credit report sites that are marketed on TV and other media?
Oh, okay. those other ones that are marketed on TV, they're either trying to do one of two things. One is they're trying to get you to sign up for a credit monitoring service. And if you are in a risky group, like if you think that you have a very common name, that you think there's possibilities of mistakes being made on your credit report and you're really worried about that, then subscribing to a monitoring service might give you some peace of mind. And that's fine. But I don't think it's critical for most people. The other thing that they might try to do through those websites is simply get your information. They want to be able to market to you or sell their marketing lists to others, other financial institutions particularly. And so they make money that way. But unless you feel that that's really critical, the annualcreditreport.com that you can get your regular credit report from is more than adequate.
Now, a few minutes ago, you mentioned that annualcreditreport.com, they use data from the three main credit rating agencies. How does the data differ from those agencies?
Well, different creditors can subscribe to different credit reporting agencies. So in your big creditors, your Citibank, your Bank of America, they're going to report to all three credit reporting agencies. But a local creditor might only report to one. And so there can be little variations from one credit report to another as a result. It's probably not going to be all that different, but there is the chance for some variation from one to the other.
Once someone knows what kind of credit they have and what their credit standing is, what are the most important things people can do to maintain or improve their credit?
Well, probably the first thing is pay your bills on time. Payment history is the largest factor that contributes to your overall credit score. So if you pay your bills on time, make your payments in full, that makes up 35% of what goes into your credit score. The second most important thing is utilization, that is, how much of your available credit are you using? You want to use as little as possible. There are different guidelines. Different people say different things. Some say stay below 50% of your credit limits, stay below 20% of your credit limits. The main takeaway right now is that if you are close to any of your credit limits, start paying those down and get those down as low as you can. Now, oddly, one way of improving your utilization is to get a rise in your credit limit. So if you are currently using 80% of your credit limit and you contact your creditor and you say, can you bump up my credit limit by an extra $1,000, your utilization actually goes down as a result. But I would only recommend that people do that if they have the discipline not to use that additional line of credit and get further into debt.
That was CCOA's Director of Community Relations, Joel Dolger, speaking to Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. The Master Your Credit workshop is scheduled for 10:30 Saturday morning at the Fayetteville Public Library as part of the Saving Money Makes Sense series. All of the workshops are free, but you do have to register in advance. More information is available at faylib.org.